With your latest news, I'm Carson Lee Fuller. Three conservation plans are expected to be submitted to the National Conservation Council for consideration in the early part of this year. Up first, the Colonial Nesting Seabird Plan, which Department of Environment's Terrestrial Research Manager Fred Burton says needs to go back to Cabinet for consideration first.
There's places that these seabirds are nesting colonially that need to be protected, need to be managed. Mostly, it's not on private land, but for the brown boobies on Cayman Brac, it's around the edges of the cliff, and it involves people's private property. And in theory, there's no reason that humans and nesting seabirds can't coexist.
Next is Old George in the Ironwood Forest. Mr. Burton told NCC members there are densities of protected plants in the middle of the Ironwood Forest that are, quote, so incredibly dense, it's hard to see how under any circumstances those parcels could be developed. It's the opposite situation for the blue iguanas, though, with, quote, huge areas of East End where iguanas occur at low densities.
There's no reason that blue iguanas and humans can't share space. That's what's happening on Little Cayman with Sister Isles rock iguanas. There's no reason it can't work, but it needs some things managed.
He says the DOE has drafted that plan with the idea of a, quote, very broad critical habitat with extremely light rules. In the meantime, background work is being done for other potential conservation plans for certain types of land crabs, Sister Islands rock iguanas, additional single island endemic plants, and Cayman parrots. The fight against the mosquito scourge takes to the skies.
The drone itself, everything is seamless and makes it very easy to do work with the data that you collect.
Radio Cayman's Jebby Ebanks has more on new drone technology the Mosquito Research and Control Unit has introduced into its control operations.
MRCU says this marks a significant milestone after several years of preparation, testing, and planning. During that time, the unit has worked on developing pilot skills, refining operational procedures, and gradually rolling out drones so they can be safely and effectively incorporated into its wider control strategy. The use of drones is expected to enhance mosquito control by targeting areas that are increasingly difficult or impossible to reach using ground teams or traditional control aircraft. As the Cayman Islands continues to develop, some breeding sites have become harder to access, and drone technology offers a precise and efficient solution to those challenges. MRCU currently operates two types of drones, a smaller model that is used mainly for mapping and assessing areas, while a larger drone is designed to apply mosquito control product directly to targeted locations. This week's training is focused on pilot proficiency and equipment calibration, ensuring that any future operational use meets the unit's strict standard for safety, accuracy, and environmental responsibility.
For more information, head to the MRCU's YouTube channel. Now with a check of international news, here's the BBC, which takes us out of the newscast. I'm Carsley Fuller.
BBC News with David Harper. Beijing has accused Washington of threatening global energy security after President Trump said the interim authorities in Venezuela would turn over up to 50 million barrels of oil to the United States. The Chinese Foreign Ministry accused the US of bullying and said Beijing's legitimate rights and interests in Venezuela would be safeguarded. U.S. officials say that Russia has sent a submarine and other naval assets to escort an empty oil tanker that's being pursued by U.S. forces. The ship, which has historically transported Venezuelan crude oil, is currently in the North Atlantic. France says it is working with other European nations on a plan for how to respond to any American threat to Greenland. On Tuesday, the Trump administration said it had been discussing options to acquire Greenland, including the use of military force. The UN Human Rights Office says that what it calls Israel's systematic discrimination against Palestinians in the occupied West Bank has been intensifying. The agency's chief, Volker Türk, said the situation was a particularly severe form of racial segregation. A Saudi-led coalition has carried out airstrikes in southern Yemen in the province of a separatist leader. He'd been accused of treason by the internationally recognized Yemeni government. The Syrian army is designating two Kurdish-majority districts in Aleppo as military zones after 2 days of clashes between government forces and a powerful Kurdish militia, the SDF. BBC News.